Hello, good evening. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting a statewide public opinion poll, and we would like to get your opinion. First of all, are you a legal resident of the state of Minnesota?
I am, yes.
And are you at least 18 years of age?
Yes.
Okay, and in your opinion, what is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today?
The money thing. Everything's so expensive.
Okay, and what is the most important or pressing global environmental issue?
Oh, my goodness. Fresh water for the fish.
Okay, and what is the most important or pressing environmental issue facing Minnesota, in your opinion?
Say that one more time, hon.
What is the most important or pressing environmental issue but facing Minnesota?
Environmental, fish are dying because of the different diseases.
Okay. And now, using the scale of excellent, good, just, fair, or poor, how would you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota industries? The first one, electric utilities. Excellent, good, just, fair, or poor?
Medium.
I just have four options. Excellent, good, just, fair, or poor. Which one should I record for you?
Fair.
Fair, okay. And the next one, forest products. How would you rate forest products in Minnesota? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
Refining? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Ooh. Poor.
Poor. The next one, medical manufacturing. Excellent,
fair.
Good, just fair, or poor? Fair, okay. And the last two, mining. How would you rate mining in Minnesota? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Poor.
And the last one, agriculture and farming.
Farming and what else, honey?
Agriculture and farming.
Agriculture and farming. I believe that that's not bad.
Okay.
So
good.
I want to say...
Just fair
it's
or
good.
Fair? Good.
Good.
Okay. And how would you rate the job each of the following agencies and groups do in managing forests and natural resources in Minnesota? The first one, forest and timber industries. Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
U.S. Forest Service?
Oh, God, that's poor.
Poor. County Land Department?
Poor. We need more.
Okay. Minnesota Department of Natural Resources?
Good.
And last one, environmental groups. Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Environmental groups. I think we need to work on that more. Poor.
Okay. Poor, okay. Thank you. And how important do you feel the forest product industry, which includes wood and paper manufacturers, is to Minnesota's economy? Would you say it is very important, just somewhat important, not too important?
Very important.
Very
important.
How significant a role do you think the forest product industry will play in Minnesota's economy in the future? Would you say it is very significant, somewhat, not too significant, or not at all?
The second one, sorry.
No problem.
We need it.
Okay, but it's very significant or somewhat?
It's very. We need
very.
It.
And each year trees are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood products. How many trees do you feel are planted and grown in their place? Would you say more than harvested, same as harvested, or fewer?
Fewer.
And do you think there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota's forest today than in the 70s?
A lot fewer.
And do you think there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now and in the future or not?
No.
And what impact, if any, do you believe timber harvesting has on Minnesota's wildlife? Will you say positive, no impact, or negative?
100% impact.
But negative or positive impact?
Negative, because we don't have
negative.
Enough. woodlands because we keep growing.
Okay. And do you feel it is possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impacting the environment or not?
No.
And do you feel it is acceptable to harvest trees for commercial uses on federal, state, or county lands that are not park or wilderness area or not?
No.
Some forest land is currently set aside by the government for wilderness or recreational purposes. Do you feel it would be a good idea to also designate land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper products or not?
Yes.
Okay. And now, do you feel that it's appropriate to use wood chip, sawdust, wood waste, and non-commercial wood products for Minnesota's forests for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
Yes.
And do you feel that it's appropriate to use whole trees harvested from Minnesota's forests for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
No.
And have you ever seen, read, or heard any information or news about Minnesota's forest products industry? Yes or no?
Not really, no.
Okay. And do you donate money to environmental causes or no?
Off and on, yes.
Yes, okay. And now we're almost done with the survey. We're 75% now. Thank you so much for your time. The Minnesota forest industry is a network of public and private landowners, loggers, brokers, saw and paper mills, and makers of manufactured wood products, which generate a total of $16 billion in economic activity and employ 16,000 people. Much of this economic activity and employment centers in Minnesota rural regions and provide needed jobs and income to community members. Do you consider Minnesota forest industry to be a major component of the Minnesota state economy, a significant component, a minor component, or it is a fading component of the Minnesota state economy?
Significant.
A significant.
Significant.
And like many industries, Minnesota forest industry most significant problem is difficulty hiring and retaining a qualified workforce, especially finding trained and qualified logging equipment operators and commercially licensed logging truck drivers. Will you support or oppose the use of the state tax dollars to fund programs to help Minnesota forest industry to find and train more workers to fill these jobs? Support or oppose?
Support.
And the state of Wisconsin is improving rural economies and job opportunities by making an $8 million investment in its forest industry workforce. Wisconsin investment will fund the creation of two training facilities providing 200-plus-hour certification training in operation and equipment use in either timber harvesting or in forest product mills. Wisconsin investment creates public-private efforts to address forest industry workforce issues such as affordable housing, education, and childcare. The investment also provides classroom outreach to inform young people of the opportunities in the forest industry, leading to an increase in both the number and diversity of the workforce. Would you support or oppose the state of Minnesota making a similar investment in support of its rural economies, forest, and forest industry? Support or oppose?
Yes. Support.
Okay. And lastly, this is the last part of the survey. Again, thank you for your kindness to help us. I'm going to read you a short list of components of the program. And after each, please tell me if you support or oppose state funding for that part of the program. Just four. The first one is create new training programs directed to meet the needs of producer and mills. Support or oppose?
Support.
And the last three, increase the number and diversity of the workforce with outreach to people not traditionally employed in the forest industry to include urban, indigenous, migrant, and minority communities.
Very much support.
And the last two, work with partners to address other workforce issues, including affordable housing, childcare, and education issues.
Definitely support.
And the one, get into school classroom and start informing young people of the opportunities that forestry workers' jobs provide.
Support.
Okay. And finally, just a few last questions about you and your household for statistical purposes only. Can you please tell us what is the highest level of education you have completed?
11th grade.
Okay. And can you please tell us what is your age, between 18 to 34? 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 and over?
Between 50 and 64.
And how would you describe the community you live in? Large city, suburban, small town, farm, or rural?
City.
And is your annual household income below $25,000? between 25 yeah. to 50,000, below 25,000?
Well, 25 and 50.
250, okay. And do you consider your political views liberal, moderate, or conservative?
I really don't know how to answer that because I'm kind of a little bit of each.
Okay, but do you lean more toward liberal, moderate, or conservative, your political views?
Conservative, I want to say.
Okay. And in which one of the following categories would you put your job or business? Manufacturing, business or retail sales, construction, farming or agriculture, medical or healthcare, education or government, a blue-collar professional trade or business owner, white-collar professional service or business owner, business management or administration, retired, a homemaker, student or not employed?
I don't know what this falls under. I am a PCA, taking care of people.
Okay. And
I don't know if that's considered.
Yes. And now, in terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
Female.
And this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important for us. And thanks again for your help. Have a great evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
But thank you.